Mini test. Part 1. Listen and choose the statement that best describes the picture. Number 1. A.
Some men are holding canes.
B.
Some men are painting a bench.
C.
Some men are taking a walk.
D.
Some men are planting trees.
Number 2. A.
Some men are driving a truck.
B.
A man is packing a box.
C.
Some men are holding a box.
D.
A man is closing a door.
Number 3. A.
A woman is talking on a phone.
B.
A woman is typing on a keyboard.
C.
A woman is looking at a window.
D.
A man is turning on a monitor.
Number 4. A.
A man is cleaning a desk.
B.
A woman is holding some papers.
C.
A man is holding some books.
D.
A woman is opening a window.
Number 5. A.
Some people are putting items on a shelf.
B.
Some men are wearing safety vests.
C.
Some people are picking up items.
D.
Some men are wearing name tags.
Part 2. Listen and choose the correct answer. Number 1.
Did you get the invoice from the store?
A.
Yes, it's right here.
B.
I have a cold.
C.
No, it is outdoors.
Number 2.
Could you send a message to Sarah for me?
A.
Sure. I'll book an appointment.
B.
I sent the package yesterday.
C.
What do you want me to tell her?
Number 3.
May I borrow your cell phone?
A.
No, it's in March.
B.
Yes, here you go.
C.
Yes, I rented a car.
Number 4.
Have you heard from Garrett yet?
A.
No, I can't hear a thing.
B.
Yes, he called just now.
C.
No, it's quite soft.
Number 5.
We should leave Laura a message about the meeting.
A.
I told her during lunch. B. I didn't see her. C. I just got here.
Part 3. Listen and choose the correct answer. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Frederick, where were you? I've been calling you for hours.
Sorry, I lost my phone this morning.
Oh, I need help designing the new logo for our cosmetic line. Can you help me?
I would, but I need to go to a meeting right now. I'll help you afterward.
Number 1. Who are the speakers? Number 2. According to the man, what happened this morning? Number 3. What will the man do next? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Gail, I didn't hear from you about the sale this weekend. Did you get my email?
Did you send an email to us? I never got it.
I sent it right after the meeting on Tuesday.
I didn't get it either. I think the servers were down then.
Oh, I see. Then let me show you the signs I wanted you to work on.
Number 4. What will happen this weekend? Number 5. What is the man asking about? Number 6. What problem is mentioned? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation and phone directory.
Has the delivery man come yet? I haven't received my package yet.
Yes, he came about an hour ago, but there was nothing for you. I would talk to a customer service agent about it.
Good idea, but I'm worried I'll have to pay extra for shipping.
Since they lost the package, you shouldn't have to pay.
Number 7. What are the speakers discussing? Number 8. Look at the graphic. Which extension will the woman dial? Number 9. What is the woman worried about? Part 4. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, it's Julie. I'm on my business trip in Madrid right now. I need to access my email, but my phone won't connect to the internet. Could you call me back and let me know how to fix this? Also, my flight has been delayed by 2 hours. Could you come pick me up by 7 p.m. on Wednesday? I'll make sure to bring you a souvenir from here.
Number 1. What is the speaker currently doing? Number 2. What problem does the woman mention? Number 3. What will the listener do on Wednesday? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following talk.
Hi, Jerry. It's Carol. I left for the conference in Montreal, but I forgot to mail the contract this morning. Could you do that for me? Make sure to send it by overnight shipping since it needs to arrive by tomorrow. Also, don't forget to charge it to the company account. Thanks!
Number 4. Who is the woman? Number 5. What does the woman ask the listener to do? Number 6. What does the woman remind the listener about? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and invoice.
Before we end today's meeting, I wanted to let you all know that there has been a change to the invoice from Brighton Law Firm. They made a mistake on the order form and want half the amount of pens. Please call the factory to make sure they know about the change. Brighton Law Firm is a regular customer of ours, so I want to make them happy.
Number 7. How many pens will the customer receive? Number 8. What does the speaker ask listeners to do? Number 9. What is mentioned about the Brighton Law Firm?